DWR wildlife specialist Rod Nielsen says this call was unusual, and to his recollection, no one from his agency has rescued a moose from a hole filled with water. He says they always respond with immobilizing drugs, but it would have been too dangerous to use in this situation.
To immobilize the animal, the water was so deep that if we would have tried to immobilize it at all, there would have been a great possibility that that animal would have ended up drowning. We estimated the water was 5 to 6 feet deep. Once that animal went down, somebody would have been in there to hold the animal up, and the size of the animal and the temperature of that water, that just wasn't feasible.
The Division of Wildlife Resources, Summit County Sheriff, and the Park City Fire District responded to the call. They built a ramp and lassoed the moose while trying to pull him out. Nielsen says the moose was exhausted from swimming in the hole for so long. He thinks the animal could have been in there for 3 hours or more. Summit Park resident and general contractor Jim Pankow drove his mini Trackow a couple of blocks from his home to the site.
With 6 feet of standing water in the hole, and they tried a ladder and a ramp and tried a couple different things, and finally able to push a sling underneath his belly and hook it on the bucket and lift him over the wall.
Nielsen and the other biologists on the scene evaluated the moose for broken bones or serious injuries and determined it was likely to fully recover.
You know, as wild animals, they're not used to human contact. They're not used to, you know, being confined like that. So, yeah, naturally, he didn't think too much of it. He reacted and such. He was kicking and trying to get loose. We got him down on the ground. We actually ended up cutting the strap to free him. There was a piece that was still around his front shoulders, but once he got free and walked just a few steps, the remaining strap that was left on him fell to the ground.
Opinions vary as to how the moose got stuck in the water-filled hole. Pankow has lived in Summit Park since the 90s and could imagine the animal choosing to go for a swim, and Nielsen says wild animals can get themselves in all kinds of predicaments. KPCW has reported on moose wandering into kitchens, falling into basements, through window wells, and wreaking havoc on deck furniture. To see a slideshow of the rescue, go to kpcw.org. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.